I'm just a bill.
Anyway, you're listening to the Capital Forum on republicbroadcasting.org. Everybody can subscribe to the archives, $1.33 per month, but I recommend just sending a check or money order one time and subscribe for a year, 2 years, what have you, and include a little bit of additional money in there and actually include another $10 and get some of these great-looking RBN business cards and pass those things out like candy. And
wait, I came home from, you know, for all the holidays and everything else, and I got a... I don't want to give their name unless they say I can, but we got a Christmas card while we were away, and that Christmas card had $40 in it to help fight this. And I was so impressed by that. I'm just sending out another letter to them, but I don't know if I should bring their name up on there or one of our listeners. And it doesn't take a lot. What that showed me is that, you know, somebody's listening and understanding. We fight all the time. Just the transportation to fight this cost up the yin-yang. It cost us, I think, $43,000 the last 2 years on paperwork, transportation, and fighting legislation. But anyway, and it was so, you say, well, gosh, that doesn't, $10 isn't much, $5 isn't much. Yes, it is. Every penny helps to
just
fight.
Just a note saying, hey, we appreciate what you're doing.
Man, that is everything to me. I would rather have 100 people helping us than $100. Okay, I'd like 1 million people instead of $1 million. Okay, because it's the people who are going to move it. If they understand it and they're willing to do it and they understand we have a direction. I wanted to go over what George was talking about before, that House Bill 137. George, if you go online and you look, it'll show a companion bill of House Bill 15. Senate Bill 15. It'll go on, that is related to sexual assault, family violence, and what have you. If you go into it, you'll see it has another companion bill. And that has to do with everything from jaywalking to not having a car seat in your car for your child or the child not in it. What it's saying is these will all be rolled up into an omnibus bill in the last legislature, and it will be an enormous bill, literally saying from almost any reason they have a right to come in and not only mark your driver's license. If you look, it does show our Fed mandate. That means your driver's license automatically mandated to have a radio frequency so they can verify at an instant from the vehicle, the police chasing you, who you are, who's driving the car, and what other marks you have on your record without having to enter the vehicle. So there is a big thing, a big push, the reason why RFIDs are being shoved down. This is a very good example. And if you look at all the companion pieces, it's an all one great big bill.
And that's the scary thing, Louise, is what he was saying. And George, I don't know if you're still with us, but we'll get
you. Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
George, thank you.
You know, if they're passing good legislation, they're also passing very bad legislation that goes hand in hand with the Real ID Act.
Now, George, I'll put together an amendment. Make sure that Matt has your number, an address, email, whatever. I will send you a bill, an amendment, that you can take to someone in the House to put on an amendment, it's a straight-off amendment, that will nullify all of them without permission from your local sheriff. Okay, that's a very big one. See, because the state then no longer has a jurisdiction. And as we start and push back to give our local sheriffs back the jurisdiction, then we have someone close to home at least to stop it.
And this is huge. You know, we need people with boots on the ground taking action, and then we know from the past that George is one of those people, but we need people like that in every state doing exactly what George is doing. And we have a 3-minute break. Everybody hang in there. And
I'm going to use the bathroom real quick.
Okay, all right.
Extend your life.
Extendovite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendovite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendovite.
Extendovite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendovite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendovite. To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
I'm just a bill, yes, I'm only a bill, and I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. Well, it's a long, long journey to the capital city. It's a long, long wait while I'm sitting in committee, but I know I'll be a law someday, at least I hope and pray that I will, but today I am still just a bill.
Gee, Bill, you certainly have a lot of patience and courage.
Well, I got this far. When I started, I wasn't even a bill. I was just an idea.
It's over. It's over. It's over. Oh, my God.
Oh, Matt's doing it to us again, isn't he? Matt always gets
Matt,
it.
Matt, I don't know about you.
Sergey, you're going to have,
okay, well, Sergey,
you're gonna have to give
song.
You're going to have to give Matt a raise, Sergey.
Oh, no, oh, no.
Oh, he deserves it, yes.
Send him a bottle of vodka.
Vodka! We should all get some vodka at this point. Okay, George, you there?
I don't know if George hang up. All right, George, drop.
Okay, I want to kind of go over something with you. We did it on the break, and one thing that Tom was saying is this is something people need to hear.
This is very important, you know. It may not be the most exciting radio, but we need to know how to analyze this stuff and go through this stuff as patriots.
When a bill hits the House that the leadership wants, okay, because of a lobbyist or the federal government, because the federal government is our most atrocious bill writer ever. They bring those down, and we're pushed into doing it because there's federal money behind it. Okay, so any bill, by the way, dealing with sexual assault, anyone, like he was talking about the bill he was talking about, the House Bill 137, which was dealing with drunk driving, it's part of transportation, which means the federal dollars are involved. That bill is being pushed by the federal government. Here's a guarantee.
And then one way you can determine that is these same style bills get introduced in every state. It's amazing. You know, if you open up the books, there are people that are clueless that are introducing these kinds of bills in every state.
Well, actually, the party gives it to them.
Sure. That's what I'm saying. It's a consolidated effort from the RNC or whoever is driving it, the ADL, whoever is writing these bills for this legislative body.
Well, no, it's coming out from the federal government. But anyway, here's the point. They have multiple companion bills that will possibly be missed. Okay, so like House Bill 1, Texas House Bill 137 has a companion bill in Senate Bill 15. They don't mean the same, but the outcome is the same. That means the base part of the legislation is the same. There's a hidden document in there that will lead them back to the same thing. It'll just open a different chapter in their law statutes. So that means in the end, they may have 5, 7, 10 of these. That if one doesn't make it through, they can amend the others onto it and still get it passed. It ensures that it will go through. Otherwise, they lose their highway money.
Let me pause 1 second, Louise. One of the tricks they do is they throw it out there like a sexual assault or a drunk driver. And if you're not in the category that they're targeting, you think, oh, it doesn't pertain to me. I don't care. You know, we need to round up those sexual assault people or those drunk drivers. Now, I'm not necessarily for either one of those, but what it does, it opens up that whole door to allow it to usurp the power, and just like that illegal immigration bill, of usurping the power of the sheriff, of taking your DNA on check side road checkpoints.
Yeah, you heard me yell about that.
Well, yeah, we had discussions, so it's well known. So, but it's something you have to be aware of. So, back to you, Lou.
Well, one of the big things is in the House, one of the things that even Jim Guest signed on to was supposedly to stop rapists and murderers. It's the only thing it was going to take care of. The bill looked like it was written that way, but it listed openings of the RSO. So I said, Jim, do you not understand that this bill is literally, if your child gets out of their car seat, they have a right to take your DNA. I was called everything under the sun. Okay, but if you look at it, I opened it up after the fact, after you've already voted for it. You wouldn't listen. All of them must be right. Why would the Republican Party tell them to do that if they were, you know, they wouldn't possibly tell them something wrong? Okay, when you went back in and you looked at it, you opened up those chapters, anything, every time that's listed as an amendment, one of those chapters, anything that could possibly happen, spitting on the sidewalk, walking your pig, okay, could literally have them have the right to take your DNA, not wearing your seatbelt, your child's out of a car seat, you arguing with a police officer. If you say, I didn't do that, they have a right to take your DNA. If you're coming out of an area that is a hot spot, well, who designates it's a hot spot? All of those have a right for them to take your DNA. And that's how those bills work. And it passed.
And Georgia's back on. Georgia, were you able to catch some of what Louise was dissecting there?
Yeah, I got two other bills that, you know, you remember hearing about the news about Janet Napolitano on all the big Walmart big screens saying,
oh, yeah,
if you see something, say something.
Right.
Well, there's
right.
two other bills in Texas. It's HB 130. This establishes an anti-bully hotline.
Mm-hmm.
And can you see high school bullying becoming a homeland security issue? And there's another bill, HB 101, that sets up a 1-800 number for bad drivers or impaired drivers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could probably be visited by the TSA.
Here's the point. This is all part of Homeland Security's police state. Where one person would say, well, I want drunk drivers off the road. Okay, let me tell you a secret. You can have all the 800 numbers you want. You're not going to get drunk drivers off the road that way. You're going to do it through education. You're going to do it through AAA or whatever to helping to stop a disease. But you're not going to get them just to get off the road that way. But it is becoming a police state. Everything that they're doing is leading up to a police state where it's a police-run It's like, see, I always, what's it, America's Most Wanted? Okay, it is becoming America's Most Wanted country. Everybody's up for grabs. And there's something wrong with that.
There's no doubt about it. They're setting up a police state, and I think it was Blue that called in and alerted us to snapscouts.org. And if the listeners haven't checked out that website, it's turning your little children into little Nazi spies. You know, that's what this is all about.
Hitler Youth.
I got my kids out of the public school now, and we co-opt homeschooling like a few other people on the block. One day I teach history, and the other teaches English or math, you know. Little
good for you, George.
Yeah.
So you actually teach the real history, not the propaganda coming from the government school books.
But you know the thing is, like, I always say, you know, I told my son when he went to public school because he had a bully problem, and this is what got me pulled him out of school. I said, well, they told me just tell the teachers. I said, son, the only way you're going to deal with the bully problem is deal with them yourself. I said, if you give them a nice bloody nose and a fat lip, I said, and you get in trouble at school, I said, I will back you up. If the teacher, you just said, Daddy told me to do it, I will back you up. And guess what? You didn't have no bully problem.
We have to learn to stand up and take care of ourselves, don't we, George?
Yeah, but you know, the thing is, it's, there's another few good bills, HB 75 and Senate Bill 237. Legalizes the sales of raw milk in Texas. That's a good health freedom one.
So right now it's against the law in Texas to sell and buy raw milk?
Well, they want to sort of like clarify it to keep the feds out.
Okay, reinforce your right to obtain it. All right. Well, that's a good bill, because we're seeing a tyranny right here in Missouri where they're shutting down raw dairy farms, and there's no bill and there's no law against it. It's just amazing. They're just the tyrants are in charge.
Well, it's like in Texas, like I say, these bills, with the 137 or 130 or 101, these bills must not make it. I mean, must not let them get in the committee. And, you know, you think these hotlines do really well at stopping, you know, look what it did for child abuse, those 800 hotlines. How many innocent families have been hurt because somebody used that hotline for retaliatory reasons?
Well, once again, George, I've said this many times, we need to be using those numbers to our advantage. Let's turn in Cheney. Let's turn in the Bush cabals.
That doesn't work.
We need to flood the lines, though.
Listen,
we need to clog them up.
You know that bill you were talking about for raw milk?
Yeah.
Go back and make sure you check. In fact, if anything, I wouldn't mind if you if you would email me. I'm going to give you my email, okay? Email me. Anyone who has bills, email me. Gillespie Media Group, Gillespie Media Group at hotmail.com. Okay, because there may be hidden agenda. They ran the bill in, I think, 20 states that was supposed to be doing the raw milk, and it turned out that it gave the, by the use of their coding, was able to, although it sounded really good in the bill, the coding of the bill actually gave it up to the Department of Agriculture to decide. It turned it over to them, which means it's also turned it over to the federal government. So I'd like to read that, so if you wouldn't mind, send that to me.
Well, what was the number? You just gave the number. How was it? HB 15? What was it, George?
It's HB 75 and HB and Senate Bill 237.
So 75.
Okay, go ahead and look those up. Because if there's a hidden agenda in there, they've already run those in 20 states. That's what happened to Missouri. Missouri had a clarification bill, supposedly was pro, and it ended up making it so that they have a right to arrest them and shut them down.
Here's another example of how they can twist this stuff. Missouri actually, in Missouri, you'd have to register your handgun with a local sheriff. And Missouri had the awakening years ago. And I guess I'll follow up with this after the break. But we have a 3-minute break. Everybody, please consider exchanging some Federal Reserve notes for some good coinage. You can get silver and gold from the Republic Trading Group. And I'd recommend everybody...
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
To make things right, you and I must fight for our rights. You and I must fight to survive.
All right, welcome back to Capital Forum. And I'm going to throw something out there real quick. I'm not going to linger on it too long, but I want everybody to check this out. There is a picture that was forwarded to me by a friend, and his friend was into it. It was off of a gentleman's game camera this deer season. I want everybody to go to theflopside.com. That's theflopside.com. Theflopside.com. Then go to Capital Forum Radio and look at that picture and call in if you have an answer to what that is. It kind of looks like a ghost. It kind of looks like an infrared. And it might have been an infrared camera, but still the image is just freaky. And it freaked the hunter out so bad he wouldn't even go back. Yeah, he grabbed his game camera and he wouldn't go back to that hunting area anymore. But it's kind of weird. And anyway, when you're there, sign up for my roommate's website. This is her website. So sign up to her emails. And George was asking for contact information. She puts out a daily email, but on Mondays or whatever day she chooses, she's going to put out the archive description of the show we did, which will include contact information. So what George is asking for Louise's contact information, I'll have a link in that description of our show and links to the archives of the radio show itself, all right there on that page. So and that will be emailed out every Monday or Sunday. I'm not sure what she's going to do there, but that'd be an easy way to keep up with what Capital Forum's doing. And no matter what guests we have, in the show descriptions, you'll have a link to their website, and if it's pertinent, phone numbers, and also a link to the actual audio files from the radio show. So, theflopside.com and hit Capital Forum Radio.
You know something about those new fluorescent light bulbs? You know, my friend moved into one of those old houses in town that's like over 100 years old, and he put those new fluorescent light bulbs in all around the house.
The pigtails?
Yeah, and they were thinking their house was haunted because they had this feeling. They thought they were being watched and all that stuff, but they didn't realize, you know, I went in covertly and I changed all light bulbs. I just put in regular light bulbs, and I said, I exercised the house, and, you know, it's just those light bulbs, they give off what they call electric magnetic energy.
Right.
That really plays mind games with people.
Yeah, they say you don't want to be too close to them because they actually emit some nasty stuff, and I guess the frequencies and some kind of, they actually have radiation, I think, as part of the development process, but I don't know if they give off real radiation or not, but it's something to be concerned about. Actually, I've started experimenting with some LED light bulbs, some light lamps.
That's all I got in my house now.
And they're LED. Super efficient, and they last forever.
Yeah, Ken likes those LEDs.
Yep, so that's the way to go there, probably. And that should be what everybody's switching to, not those fluorescent mercury things.
Well, but it's okay. The flop side? I mean,
yeah, theflopside.com.
Flop, F-L-O-P?
That's correct.
Okay.
T-H-E-F-L-O-P-S-I-D-E. And that picture, Louise, are you looking at it?
Yeah, I saw it.
What the heck is that? I'm clueless.
It looks like a man in a suit that has part of a suit blacked out so it doesn't glow.
But this is supposed to have been taken, you know, this isn't a Photoshop. This is just coming off of a game cam, and it looks like a skeleton.
Yeah, but somebody could have been trying to, freak someone out.
Well, it certainly is freaky. I don't know how they do it because it looks like you're seeing the skeleton almost. You look
at
the
that's
left.
Because they block. For somebody who's been in television and film for a long time.
Obviously, you can manipulate stuff so much with computers, but, you know, to actually have this in your game camera, it's bizarre.
Yeah, that's true. But if somebody was trying to make, you know, it's a good way to get shot if you're playing that game.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case in this case. I think it's just an older gentleman. I don't think anybody would be monkeying with him, but it's a bizarre photo. I thought maybe somebody would have an easy explanation for it, but other than a fraud, you know, but I don't think that's the case. But anyway, the point I was going to make about the castle law, which we passed, not the castle law, but the law that said Missouri doesn't need gun legislation, we'll just use whatever the federal government has. And currently, that was a good thing when he passed it 4 or 5 years ago, but
no,
you never know. Well, Louise, the point is, if you're relying on the federal government for anything, you're usurping your own power. So I think it was a very bad thing in that respect alone.
That's right. It always was bad. And I told everybody, didn't you remember me saying that?
Well, okay. I said it.
I said it then.
I said, we don't want to do this because then whatever the federal government passes, right, you have to follow. And that's that's exactly what we don't want.
Yeah, over and over again. Go ahead.
But you want to know what the good thing about Texas is? You know, even though you got all these bad laws being, since the recession happened, you know, a lot of people, instead of moving into these cities, a lot of people are moving outside the cities, and I'm starting to see a lot of people take up craftsmanship, you know, growing their own food, doing craftsmanship, making things and furniture and all that stuff.
And George, as we learned last week, and we just know otherwise, there's a lot of people living in the United States, period. There's a lot of people in the know. They're just getting the heck out.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and I hope our good patriots aren't doing that, because we need people here staying here and fighting. We don't need to be running. We need to be fighting. We need to take a stand.
Well, there is going to have to be some patriots that will have to go abroad. I mean, for diplomatic reasons.
Right.
But, you know, I think that's about it, but I don't know, but gentlemen, I got to get off the phone. I got to wake up my children.
All right. Thanks for the call, George, and thanks for all you do for the Patriot Movement, and we'll be back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
I shortened that one because I got to step away a little bit. But what I was trying to get at, and poor Tom keeps reminding me, you keep saying Republican, you keep saying Republican. If the Democrats were in power, then it would be Democrat. Okay? Whoever is in power, the same dogs are the ones that control them. It doesn't make any difference what party you are. The local Arizona representative who was killed, Giffords, and other people. I keep hearing this, you know, and Sergey, you brought it up. You said, oh, it's because of Obamacare. No. The gentleman in question had ties to the Republican Party and the Republican Party Tea Party, mostly the Republican Party. Okay? What I was trying to say is they're starting to push it towards the Patriot Tea Parties. The Patriots are the ones that are doing this. So every time we talk about our guns and we talk about this and that, although I'm all for everyone to have whatever they want on guns, they always will have bigger guns. And they're going to use every crazy out there to move it against what we're doing because of our rhetoric. Every time we push our guns in someone's face and say, I have this, the federal government has bigger guns. Guns aren't the answer. Brains are. If we start going and really paying attention move the agenda in the public domain. If we go out there and we are better advertisers than they are, we win. So think of advertising and a whole lot less of your guns. And maybe that makes me on the outs to everybody. I really don't care, because I'll tell you right now, as it progresses, the government, the Republicans, Democrats, whoever is in charge, are going to move the agenda towards we are crackpots. We are hostile. We are threatening. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I think most people know that that's part of their agenda, is they are going to infiltrate groups, which we were talking about the whole show, and they're going to actually blame patriots, and we've seen that in the Mike report. We're already seeing the groundwork being placed. They're trying to spread this message to all law enforcement that these people that are standing up, speaking out against the government, are unsafe. They consider you the enemy. That was directly spelled out in the Missouri Modern Militia Movement. It actually indicated Ron Paul-type people, Constitution Party-type people, consider the police, the law enforcement, our enemy. That nothing could be further from the truth.
Yeah, that's correct. Anybody who disagreed with them, actually. But now, so we know they're doing it. It's kind of like saying this, I know you're going to come into my house, and I know you're going to have a gun. So instead of me leaving the house ahead of time and making sure I'm not there, I'm going to go ahead and stay and wait for you to show up.
So
I'm
what
going to
you're
say
saying
no.
it was set up.
Correct.
That's definitely-
I'm saying is that the most important things the Patriots could be doing is advertising. Not guns, advertising. Advertising state banks, advertising those things that can get us what our agenda needs to be for us to take back our sovereignty. You cannot be a sovereign in any state as long as the federal government has jurisdiction of your legislature. And they do, and they have it because of money. The number one issue in the state right now is the loss of money. And the federal government takes power and precedence when they have their carrot hanging out when there's no money in the state. That's why Fannie Mae, Farmer Mac, Freddie Mac, and if you don't like me, Mac, I'm really sorry, and any other financial institution who's milking our public funds, that's your taxpaying money, when they're milking it through interest rates and penalties and this and that and all those other things, then we lose, and we will continue losing. And Tom says I rant and rave, and I do, because I spend too much time down there watching it continue to happen over and over and over again, when there is a far simpler method to achieve what needs to be achieved instead of following the pattern through the nose of what legislators are telling us needs to be achieved. That's what's important.
Well, you know what, Luis? I think if Arizona State passes anti-gun legislation, that will prove what you think.
Well, here's some proof right here in an article I'm reading. And this is coming from the sheriff that covered the scene. Just listen to his words. When you look at the unbalanced people, how they respond to the vitriol that comes out of certain mouths about tearing down the government, the anger, the hatred, the bigotry that goes on in this country is getting to be outrageous, the sheriff said. And unfortunately, Arizona, I think, has become the capital. We have become the mecca for prejudice and bigotry. So right there, he's basically spelling out, if you're talking about the government and it needs to be, reined in, then you're a bigot, you're a hatred, you're prejudiced. You know, it's baloney. People are getting angry. You know, people are getting upset that this tyranny is being introduced every day.
Yeah.
Well,
Tom,
we get the mixed information, really, mixed reports, and I wouldn't trust 100% on any of the sources, but the source I read, it says that he was completely disappointed. It was even, he had anger, so most people in his district had no clue why they supported her to get reelected, because she voted for Obamacare.
Oh, well, that's just one of the many versions of it.
But what I'm saying is a direct quote from the sheriff.
But he was mentally ill.
Right, you're talking about the shooter, but I'm talking about a direct quote from the sheriff of that county.
Correct.
Well, remember Columbine High School shooting?
Columbine.
Yes, the guy in the school, he was pronounced what mentally unstable because he was on drugs before, something like that, in that nature. Remember that?
Right. He was on SSRIs, which many of these people that are unstable are put on, and that makes them go berserk.
Did we really know about this?
Do you know about what?
He was on that SSRI.
Yeah, his medical records indicated he was on SSRIs. And he,
so that was released later. So maybe it's too soon to tell now at this point. We'll see.
No, I'm not indicating this guy is necessarily on
SSRIs. Listen here. So much of what is being done like this are being directed, moved, and pushed. That agenda is being pushed to make us look like we're crazy. Okay? Now here, I have a really big problem with someone telling me that I look like I'm crazy because some guy shot someone. Well, here's the point. Our rhetoric is far too much saying guns than solutions. We need solutions to problems, and they are there. And they don't need to be roasting in Jefferson City. It needs to be promoted in every nook, every cranny, on every sign, every yard, so that everybody sees that we have a solution to remove the corruption out of our government by removing the money that's been shoved down. Do you want a sovereign land, a sovereign country? Put away your guns and start putting up banners. Advertising is the key. And I hope that we all can start pooling resources. It doesn't take much to put up posters, to put up highway signs. Taking back our country with making sure our state has a state bank. I don't care what state you're in. Okay? That we have a state bank, that we are sovereign, because we no longer have interest money going to an entity that is tearing us apart. Same way the federal government's tearing us apart, so is every organization charging money, interest, to public money. So if we're going to change it, we're going to change it first and foremost at the foundation. Where the hole is leaking in the boat, let's push some stuff in it and stop it from sinking. That's the number one.
The root of all evil, the love of money, and you can see that firsthand when you go to your state capital. It's widespread, and I just get an icky feeling. It's just like a disgusting feeling every time I go there, but I guess that's just me.
Oh, I do. Dear, you don't know how many times I go and I'd find a minister, a priest, or something else. I said, can you get me a Bible? And I mean, because it is evil.
So you have to be exercised.
You think I'm kidding?
No,
No.
I don't. I go there not by desire. I go there by duty. You know, we need to be in.
I hate entering there. I hate it because I know what it's doing. It is corrosive to your soul. It's corrosive. And so I hate it.
Okay? There's
but
so
it
much
has to be done.
Deception and so much fraud and so many fakes there. And there's so many suits, you know, with smiley faces and handfuls of money and checks attached to bills that they want to have pushed. You know, it's just rampant. But we have to be there as citizen groups to push back on this a little bit.
Yeah.
That's what they think. They think people are busy. They have no clue what they're doing over there. They're public servant. The legislators, they're supposed to do what they're supposed to do. But in reality, most of the time, it's not the case. So what the average Joe is supposed to do in this case? I mean, if he is really busy.
If everybody starts pulling a couple of dollars together, remember how the Ron Paul signs went put up?
Yes.
Everybody go out and make the Ron Paul signs. Well, I want the same thing. A state bank for Missouri. And interest on public money. And the interest on public money. A little sign like that, sitting up on the highway, in your yard, helping to pool a little money to get some professional road signs out there. Okay. To move the people and to start yelling at the legislature. See, so we need to advertise better than they advertise.
You know, Louise, in Missouri, I don't know if this is like that in every state of Missouri, you can actually have MoDOT put a sign up for your group if you
correct.
Volunteer to, like, clean litter along, like, a mile stretch of highway.
You don't even have to do that. You just have to pay for the sign.
Well, they'll put a sign up, and you can say, Missourians for State run bank or whatever we come up with, you could have those put all over the place for free, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And millions of people will see that. Hey, we have a caller. We have Howie from North Carolina. What do you have for us this morning, Howie?
Get a couple of replies instead of, you know, just getting cut off. The form of government we have is the best government in the world. The fact is we have corrupt people running it. And so I don't know. I don't think I'd like to see what you're – I agree that states should probably go sovereign, but is that going to be a reality? These people in the Department of You-Know-Who are ready for that. They're ready for anybody to try to usurp or anything. So, and she's right about the guns. They're not going to do you a bit of good. Although I agree with the Constitution. I'm just trying to curious, is this just a grassroots effort you guys are trying to do today, or?
We've been doing it.
As far as state-run banks, is that the question?
Yeah, I mean, because I agree with that. I mean, that has to happen, but you think the Fed's going to allow that? I've done my homework on the Fed, and every time anybody, and these are powerful people, try to step in the way of that they were either murdered or suicided or whatever, you know. Somehow they just got hurt.
Put a JFK move on you.
More than that.
North Dakota already has a state-run bank, and you can, if you do a little bit of research into them, they are actually one of the only states that aren't on the verge of bankruptcy.
Wow. So I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's a very good documentary by William Stills. What is The Secret of Oz? What is it, Louise?
Yeah, The Secret of Oz.
The Secret of Oz. If you haven't watched that, you can watch it on the Internet, or you can order it, preferably order from Bill, and make copies and pass it out. But it goes into a lot of those details, and we've had shows with Bill Stills on our show that details that this, it does work. We can do it. It's just, it's going to take, like you're saying, a massive move to push something like this.
But let me explain what it is real quick. If you wanted, you right now wanted to start a bank, you can. As long as you buy up a bond, maybe $10,000 worth of bond, if you have $10,000, then you can go ahead and put $10,000 in your bank, then you can actually charge 10 times more than that by setting out in loans. Okay, that's how your regular bank works. Well, a state bank is one that charters, a state charters a bank. They take all the assets of the state, roads, highways, schools, businesses, and everything else. It gets a dollar modifier. I mean, it's an amount of money that we can say we have within our state borders. Okay, plus we have our tax money. Then we can go back in, and any political subdivision, anything that we put money into, any type of schools, highways, or anything else, whether it's our Department of Interior, Department of Education, we then can go back in, even to local little small communities, refinance the debt at 0% interest, eliminate billions of dollars in the state that go down the drain to big bankers.
I agree. I mean, I'm there. I mean, I know the banking system, it's 10 times more. Matter of fact, they get their interest rates so low, it's ridiculous, and they charge out 22%.
Mm-hmm.
One more thing. Did you guys see that Chinese fellow, that the so-called professor that spoke to the Chinese and said, you know, he was talking about all the great empires that have fallen, and he said the end of it was because they have forgotten the values and the virtues that made them great.
Agreed.
So now, what do you guys? I'm a Bible believing person. I'm not a nut job. You know, I don't believe that we're gonna thump Bibles over people's head and make them believe. But what do you guys think about the foundation of our country? Was really, literally, a Christian foundation. You agree with that?
Well, hold on. No, I agree it was let's just clarify that, okay? Because many of our founding fathers were not Christians.
Well, I know.
But I believe it was a godly union, not necessarily Christian.
Oh.
Okay? The foundations of a godly union, the foundations of the laws that are given by God, and the Ten Commandments and all those things were part of who we are.
That's right. I agree. There was no law. I mean, people could leave their doors open. You didn't have all the theft. And I mean, good gosh, when I was in the 70s, it was like you could leave your doors open.
Now exactly.
One more quick thing, and I'll let you go. Now, with all this being said, you just saw the, I don't know if this is a false thing, but whenever I see people getting, you know, shot and stuff, and just somehow magical boxes go into a certain group of people that happen to be smoke coming out of them, and it's all saying, hey, this is going towards the government. I just think of a great false flag heading our way, because, see, they're scared of people like you and grassroots groups. They do not want a change from what they want to incur on us.
Howie, I think you can guarantee that's going to happen, and I think you're starting to see it being played out. You're just starting to see hints of what's coming, and it's going to be an interesting time for a lot of us. A lot of us are going to end up in jail, I would assume.
I think so. Well, God bless all of you guys, and I hope you have a good day.
Very good.
Help us with State Bank in your area. Go ahead.
We'll be back in 3 minutes. Everybody, please listen to and support the sponsors.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Patriot Act took our liberties, and there's no judge, no jury.
Booyah!
Dropping our phones, breaking down our doors, waging on the people, the civil war.
Booyah!
Start a revolution. We're doing that one good, aren't we?
Break down the illegal institutions.
That's right. There's a lot of those.
And that's kind of what we're getting.
Alphabet soup.
We were getting into that a little bit before the break. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people being targeted and abused and thrown in jail and JFK'd and everything, because it seems like
Patriots need to get smart.
The New World Order is playing their game.
But we need to play the New World Order's game better than they do. The Patriots need to get smart.
You know, that's what came to my thoughts the other day, is like, we know who the bad guys are, and we know they're Satanists. We know they're truly into worshiping the bad side. We need to find out what scares them and what we can do to actually, instead of playing their game on their agenda, on their field, why don't we start going after them?
I've been doing that.
Well, what's the answer?
The answer is we need to be thinking what we're doing. We need to stop being followers and start being leaders.
We're not on a small scale. Let's go after the Rothschilds and Rockefellers, and let's go after the Zygmunt Brzezinskis and expose them. You know what scares them?
You know
them?
How to do that?
Go for
State
it.
State bank. If you have a sovereign state that is in control literally it's been run by, it has to be run by four different chases of government, then we win. Amazingly, we have more authority as people and citizens in that situation than in any other. Well, so the Rothschilds knows have no way of winning it.
It's a step in the right direction. It's definitely the control and the ebb and flow of the currency is one of the things that's really got us in a bind. So
what do we do? So what would be the first thing you would say? I say, put your guns away.
Well, I'm of the mindset we have a lot of people awakening now, and unfortunately they're following the wrong people a lot of times. So I think our goal is to try to win back the Patriot, the Tea Party movement, whatever you want to call it. We need to win back as many of those people as we can and get them on the right page. Because
you know what works good too?
We keep trying to reinvent the wheel, and we come up with all these different groups and organizations, and nobody's working together. Everybody's bickering back and forth, and it's just, we're getting nowhere, and the bad guys are moving the ball down the field. They're just killing us.
See, that's because we're not doing it right. I'm saying it's advertising. Imagine having a race car called Freedom that we have. We put together, we pay for a race car that goes in NASCAR. How many people are going to hear your agenda then?
Well, it's certainly better than the blimp.
Thank you. Okay,
but
everybody
it's still a blimp-like approach, but it's definitely a better...
No, excuse me. NASCAR is a whole lot better than a blimp.
No, I agree with that.
And when the driver walks out of the vehicle or jumps out of the vehicle and says, you know, we need a state bank in every state. We need to take back our sovereignty. That means something when he's winning. Now, let's go to another one. Signs on the roads. Okay, we have so much. Put down your guns, pick up your brain. Let's start doing a new revolution of taking back our sovereignty in our states. State bank for every state.
I'd say we need to force Ron Paul to run for Texas governor. I think that'd be one of the biggest things.
That'd be wonderful.
That'd be the biggest thing. If we got a decent governor in one state, I think we could change the whole nation.
Absolutely. God bless everybody.
Support him. Thank you, listeners.